If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Bob, you told us during breakfast that you just secured a gigantic government job to clean out a bunch of homes. Can you briefly explain what that's all about? Because that's exciting.
It is very exciting. And it's one of those situations, again, where, coming back to Earth Day for a moment,
yeah,
that before they want to redevelop the land, they thought, well, we probably should throw away and take care of a lot of the junk that was sitting there in these uninhabited homes, right? And this is over in North Chicago. So go to clean it up, right? We have to clean it up, make sure we get rid of the tires, things that shouldn't be buried back into the ground, mattresses. So there is a word that was put out when all the folks moved out. It said, hey, put all your stuff in the garage when we move out. Yeah. We'll have somebody come by. Well, you know, a few years later.
Yeah.
Years.
Long, you know, long enough where they had to bring in landscapers to clear out space first for us even to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, it was a great project, very beneficial, I think, to all parties, and we were able to help out. We took care of all the tires, all the mattresses, work with recycling partners, make sure that it doesn't go into landfill, which is what this is all about.
Sure.
And really, you know, push forward on getting them ready for the next phase,
and
whatever that may be.
To allow somebody to move back into homes with, I would assume, some type of affordable housing or
military families,
which is outstanding. We call that, there's a Yiddish word for that. It's called chazarai. Right? It's just a bunch of crap. Okay, chazarai. There you go.
I like that.
There's your Yiddish word of the day. If you had Yiddish word
Bingo.
Under 11 o'clock Central Time, cash your ticket. Let's talk about Earth Day.
Yes. So who knows where it came from?
I don't.
I think it was President Clinton.
Nixon.
Okay.
Ooh. Yes.
Wow.
So, 1969, Santa Barbara, large oil spill off the coast. Senator Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin.
Oh, good old Gaylord.
Outraged. Worked with a guy out of Harvard named Dennis Hayes.
Okay.
Put together basically a campaign and a movement to focus on the environment. And what really drove him was his understanding of how well a lot of the anti-war movements work.
Sure.
So they went to a lot of educational institutions, got people together, raised, you know, an army basically. And on 1970, April 22nd was the first Earth Day.
President Nixon, Republican President Nixon, put that into play.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then from that, the EPA was found.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so, that the EPA governs all of our products that we use to make sure that they're safe for pets and kids and pollinators now in today's day and age. So we've come a long way.
Well, we'll see if it's there next month. But I digress.
Oh, wow. I knew you were going to say that. I felt it coming.
It's still there today. We don't know about tomorrow.
So I want to make sure everyone knows this isn't a Hallmark holiday.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's an actual thing. And I, you know, like myself, I wanted to learn, well, where did it come from?
Sure.
Why am I celebrating it? Why am I trying to support it?
Mm-hmm. And because we live on Earth.
That's right.
I mean, that's the number one leading factor, right? We all live here.
Yeah, and it's now become a global holiday.
Nice. Right?
Or a global awareness.
Movement.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens on Earth Day? I mean, what type of events, other than everybody says Happy Earth Day to each other?
Well, it's really for us to kind of reflect and think again about how are we helping our own environment?
Okay.
Right? Whether it's one less thing of clothing you buy.
Right.
Thanks to consumerization, right? Looking at what we're throwing away. Are we doing the right thing when we're sorting? Are we utilizing things to their fullest? Or do we feel just because our latest phone is now out of date, we need to go get a new one? Right.
So
it's thinking a lot about that.
So let's go back to the homes in North Chicago.
Yeah.
So take that for example. That property was dilapidated for more than 1 year. It just sat, and the stuff in the garage and all the chazarai out in the back 40 was just sitting there, right? You know, tires, which Janelle just talked about, breeding ground for mosquitoes, just not good. How much of that went to the landfill? How much of that was recycled? How much of that was repurposed? Do you have an idea from that?
Yeah, we collected about 45 tires.
45 tires.
Yeah. So wow. we work with a tire recycler on the south side.
Nice.
They come up, they pick them all up for us, and they, you know, that process, not too versed in, but sure. they take care of making sure it doesn't get thrown out.
Well, yeah, you're not in the tire recycling business.
Well, sure. You know what they do with them, back from what I remember, is they shred them and then turn them into
playground stuff. Yeah.
Lots of applications.
Right. Yep. You got to get the steel belts out of them, because obviously you don't want the kids getting, or adults getting stuck with the, there are still tiny steel wires going through those steel. Right. Yeah.
Now, so. I want to know, what did you do with the mattresses? Because that's interesting.
Funny you should ask.
Yeah, you missed this at breakfast too, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, I mean.
Thank God this I'm was, here now.
This was between the first cup of coffee and breakfast being served, but go ahead, Bob. Yeah. Tell it again.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, our listeners want to hear it.
No, sure. Go ahead. Sarah wants to know.
I want to know. Mattresses. So
think about the mattress that is sitting there for 5 years that had been maybe heavily soiled.
Ew.
Wow. So it degrades pretty quickly.
Oh.
Right? So it's a matter of working with partners to really take them and tear them apart. So there are partners that we work with. They literally peel off all the material, which in itself is recyclable.
Okay.
Coils, metal that's inside, recyclable.
Wood, yep.
Wood in the box springs.
Yep.
So when you think about it, the actual mattress itself, if you don't buy a foam one, is in itself very
recyclable. Wow.
But we
labor-intensive.
Very labor-intensive.
Yeah.
We just have to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Right?
But we did talk at breakfast that if the mattress is infested with bed bugs, junk luggers won't touch it until it's mitigated. You cannot discard a mattress that has been infested with bed bugs properly and legally without it being mitigated first.
If our listeners want to reach out to you or your resale shop, which is named?
RemixMarketChicago.com.
Re-what?
RemixMarket.
RemixMarket.
Yep.
How do they reach you guys and get more information?
They can reach us via our website at junkluggers.com or give us a call at our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-584-5865 or 1-800-LUG-JUNK.
815 wants to know, will you remove an old hot tub and how much does it cost? And I guess how much does it cost? How much? It depends, but the hot tub, will you remove it?
Absolutely. And in fact, we can do it in one of two ways. We do ways where we take the hot tub whole, pull out all the mechanicals, make sure that gets properly recycled, because we all, fiberglass is tough to recycle.
Sure. Yep. Sure.
But at least let's pull out the stuff that can be.
Okay.
Or if it's in a tight spot, we actually come in and we'll chop it up and then haul it out another way.
All right. Phone number one more time before the break.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.